They're like 7-Elevens, but they're not franchises. They're just probably owned by a family. Mm-hmm. And you drive in, and the guy comes out to the car.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
Neither was I till I got here. I figured you'd tell me about it too, but
no.
Well, these were all blacks who told me about it as well, so maybe it's just in my neighborhood.
Well, now I'll tell you. When I was in high school and I used to try to get whiskey, I'd have to go to a black neighborhood to get it. And I would go out and flash my lights and the guy would come out and bring up the beer, the whiskey, or whatever I wanted. So
you
maybe
just flash your lights, that's what you do?
Mm-hmm. You know, pull up to the side of it. But it was usually sort of like a combination beer store and a barbecue place. And I'd flash my lights and he'd come out and take the order and I'd say I want, you know, so much blue ribbon and so much Schlitz, and so maybe that would be a drive-in. In fact, the one I went to was called Paul's Drive-In, but it was also a restaurant too.
Okay, and they didn't bother to check you; they were just happy for the business.
Well, you always carried a phony ID.
Oh.
That was a little sideline I had. I invented colleges and printed up phony IDs. University of Southern Virginia was my biggie.
That's a good one.
You'd cut the little annual picture out of the high school annual because it was the right size, and then paste it, you know, lay it in there, and then laminate it. And just as long as you had something to show them.
Where'd you get the card, though? Did you print that?
Oh, I made up, and then I'd run it off down at the library on the Xerox machine.
Oh, just on paper?
Yeah.
But then when it's laminated, it looks real.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you have one of those?
No, it's been years.
Oh, I'd love to see.
They lowered the drinking age to 18 anyway,
that's
so,
right.
You know.
All right.
I also had a blank from Belmont College, too, that I got a lot of mileage out of. Now that was a specialty.
A blank.
Yeah, I had this girl I knew had a part-time job, and she got me a blank Belmont College ID, and I ran off copies of it, and then I'd use that. Now that looked official because it had the seal and all that stuff, you know. And anyone that, you know, that looked at them could tell it was a Xerox copy laminated. Of course, when you laminate it, it gets rid of that slickness of that Xerox paper, you know. But I did that for a while. Just, you know, made them up for my friends. I never really went into business. Sold them for $3 a piece.
What do you call a specialty store that serves, I mean, that sells cooked meat and, you know, salami and stuff like that, cheese?
Delicatessen.
We call it a deli?
They do in New York. We don't have that many of them down here.
What do you call that little thing? It's sort of a new kind of oven. It's small and heats up things really fast.
Radar ring.
That's what you call it? Okay. Have you ever heard it called microwave?
Sure.
But you call it radar range.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I call it a radar range when I'm talking to my mom because she has one and I'm trying to talk her out of it. If I went in a store, I'd ask for a microwave oven because radar range is a brand of Admiral, I think, and microwave oven is the generic term for it.
What do you call the thing that you fry eggs in and stuff and it plugs into the wall and stuff?
You fry eggs in? Electric skillet?
Yeah.
I don't use one personally, but I've seen them.
Okay. What do you call a coin-operated self-service washing for clothes?
Laundromat.
All right. Is there a different name for it if it's in an apartment complex?
No.
What do you call a thing, a lot of people have these in the bathroom with a lid on it for dirty clothes?
Clothes hamper.
What's the electric appliance that you clean up with?
Vacuum cleaner.
And what's the thing that, in the vacuum cleaner, that collects the dust?
The bag.
And when you're mopping the floor, what do you keep the suds in water?
The bucket.
Okay. What's it usually made out of?
Plastic.
We call the machine that fits under the counter in the kitchen that it compresses garbage.
Trash masher.
Okay.